All right. Well, it is my pleasure, my personal pleasure, to introduce to you Brother Jeff Baker. We all know him. He's our Brother Jeff Baker. Many great things that I could say about him. It would take too long, but just a few things I want to say about Brother Jeff Baker. Many talents and many gifts that the Lord has given to Brother Jeff Baker, and he is a very studious person. He's got many, many books. He's already shared with me, I don't know how many tens of books that he's got, and he's been reading through, so he's a very intelligent man, but more importantly, he's got a heart of gold, and he's got a heart for God. That's the important thing. So I'm going to go ahead and transfer it over now to Brother Jeff Baker. Go right ahead, sir.
Can you hear me? Am I coming through?
You're coming loud and clear, sir.
Okay. Well, first, Brother Vic, I want to say I don't know who it is that you were introducing, but he sounds like a nice guy. I'd like to meet him. those are nice words that you said of me, and you're gracious as ever. Wow, that's very kind of you to say. Thank you, sir. You're kind. God bless you, and thank you for all the hard work and everything you're doing. You are a sterling human being, sir. Heart of gold you have as well. To God be the glory. I want to also say, Pastor Clark and Sister Clark, I'm sure you're listening tonight. I was going to say I hope you are, but I'm sure you are. I love you, and I appreciate and I thank God for you, both you both, and you mean. You mean everything. You mean the world to me. You mean a lot to me. You are my aunt and uncle, but more, you are my pastor and first lady. And I love you, and I'm so glad that things are getting better as far as the health and everything is going. You're getting coming. Thank God. It's just getting better and better. And to God be the glory, Brother Jackson. If you're listening, I love you and Mama E. You were parents to me. I lived with you, and I still consider you a mother and father in my life. And I love you dearly. Our prayers and thoughts are with you, and it's exciting to hear that you have rounded a corner, and things are getting better there. Brother Smithen, I've known some of your family for almost 30 years. I was doing the math earlier today, and I love you and your family. And then Michael Bimbo and all the family, I hope and pray that you are getting better all the time, and to God virtue send to you and healing. We love you and your family, and that's another family, church, you might not know it, but Michael and I used to know each other as real small little kids, like 9, 10, 11 years old. I've known that family for many, many years. So my family, you are all my family. Those many names I've mentioned, and my heart goes out. I love you. Pray for you. And I'm thankful to God that things are getting better. I wanted to just talk just a bit tonight about the word and about the subject of wilderness. I looked up the definition of wilderness. And wilderness, defined as by Webster's, is an unsettled and uncultivated region. A wilderness is dry. It's a place where there's not much life. It's hard to find calm in the wilderness. You're always struggling. It's always a search for water, a search for food. It's always a fight in the wilderness. But I want to remind us, tonight, as the Lord reminded me, that the Lord fed them in the wilderness. You have to lean on God. You have to lean on God. That the wilderness is a place of not much life, like as I said, and you've got to just learn, and we've got to lean on Jesus, and you've got to lean on God. And here the Lord reminded me that he fed them in the wilderness. It was manna from heaven. And then in the New Testament, I'm not going to get ahead of myself. Let me just slow down. And then there was the water of life, the water out of the rock. The people thirsted, and Moses struck the rock, and water flowed out of a rock. Water flowed and gave life. Some estimate the nation of Israel at that time might have been 1 to 3 million people. If you count women and children and everybody all together, could have been somewhere between 1 and 2 million people. Enough water to satisfy and fulfill the thirst of 1 to 3 million people. The Lord, won't he do it, is what comes to mind. Won't he do it? God is able. He can satisfy. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. He'll feed you with manna from heaven. He'll be the water out of the rock. And then it comes to mind about the New Testament. So we look, okay, well, Lord, I'm in the wilderness, and this is where I'm at now. I don't live with Moses, and I'm not in
sandals in a row, but Lord, I'm here in 2020 and COVID and all this craziness and struggles with my family or life or job, and it's just a lot of stuff maybe weighing on you or things that you're having to face. I want to encourage somebody and just put a shot of faith in you that Jesus will feed you and Jesus will satisfy your thirst. He is the living water. He is the bread of life. And Jesus in the New Testament showed himself to be the God of the Old Testament, manifest in flesh. He fed them when, if you recall, they were in the wilderness when the miracle of the loaves and fishes happened, at least once, maybe both of the two times where Jesus told the disciples, make them to sit on this grass. They were in the wilderness. There's not normally grass in a wilderness, but Jesus will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. And Jesus made grass grow in the wilderness. He sat them down, and he took the little bit that they had. And that's the thing. Just give Jesus. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself again. Just, I'm telling you, Jesus will take the little, the loaves and the fishes, and he'll begin to break it, and he will satisfy your thirst, and he will satisfy every need. He won't he do it? Won't he do it? And then Jesus again reveals himself as the water of life, the woman in the well. And the Bible says he must go through Samaria. Jesus saw, and Jesus knows, and he's walking down your road, and he will meet you. Jesus will go to where you are, and he will sit down at that well that you've been going to hot in the sixth hour. That was 12 o'clock noon, and it was a horribly hot day, I believe. And it's 12 o'clock noon. That's a roasting day. But Jesus is there in the middle, and here he says, woman, give me to drink. And she says, well, what are you talking about? You're a Jew, and there's the whole racial thing coming up. But Jesus doesn't even, he just says, hey, if you'd have known who was asking you, I'd have given you living water. And then he goes on to tell her it'll be a well springing up in you of everlasting life. And Jesus will fulfill it. And he right there, the woman understands, oh, wait a minute. This is a man who spake like no man ever spake. This is a man who's a prophet. This is a man. And she starts to say, I perceive that you're a prophet. And Jesus says, hey, it's more than a prophet. I'm the Almighty God manifested in flesh. I'm the King of kings and the God of glory. And Jesus tells her right there, I am Christ. And then she sees it. But that's not where I want to stop. I don't want to leave us in the wilderness. I don't want to just let you think that, okay, well, I'm going to live. The wilderness is not forever. This too shall pass. And if you find yourself in a wilderness, if you say, well, God, I'm in a wilderness right now, let me tell you, he's bringing you through. Let me tell you, he will feed you and he will satisfy your thirst. He's going to make it so your sandals don't wear out and your clothes don't wear off. He will keep you and he will direct you. He was the pillar of fire by day and the pillar of cloud by night that protected and led them. But then Jesus manifested in flesh, God Almighty in the New Testament was led. If you remember, he was led into the wilderness. He was pushed and pulled of the Spirit of God into the wilderness. There was a place of temptation. It was a place that's dry. It was a place of wild beasts, a place of hunger, a place of thirst, not much life. But Jesus came out of there with victory. He overcame, and everything is for a time and a season. There's a purpose under heaven, Ecclesiastes says. Well, I want to remind the church, and I feel this, I felt to say this, the desert purpose has about been fulfilled, and we are about out of this desert. God is opening. Jesus is directing and leading our steps. The Bible says that the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. The Lord is directing. Jesus is leading. And I'm telling you, my God, Jesus is doing it. The Lord is bringing us out. And I don't care, Jesus, God is healing, God is raising, God is renewing and reviving, and it's encouraging. We heard a report last night, or just the other night, about Brother Art Tarasas, Brother Vic's brother, getting a Holy Ghost refilling, speaking in other tongues, standing in the shower with cold water, and after 43 years, God did it. And then we heard today from Pastor Clark about Brother Jackson and Brother Smithen doing better, turning a corner. God did it. God is doing it. And Jesus right there, when he came out of the wilderness, he went into the wilderness and he was there for 40 days. When he came out of the wilderness, he was coming out in the power of the Spirit, according to Luke 4:14. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. Jesus started calling the disciples in Matthew 4, 4, 16 through 25, there were miracles done. Jesus healed the sick. He did wonders. He did miracles. People were delivered of the devil and oppression and Satan, and people were healed in Jesus' name. And then it says that revival, and I'm telling this church, I believe this in Jesus' name. God dealt with me about, we are coming out. This is a revival, and the revival is happening. And the Lord is raising us up, and God is going before us. And I just want to encourage you and bless anybody. Jesus is doing it, and Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he is God all by himself. Jesus is God Almighty all by himself. Jesus is God Almighty. And I just wanted to encourage somebody tonight and just bless the church. The Bible still says if you're struggling or you've fallen or you've failed, I want to tell you that the wilderness is not there to keep you forever. It's a purpose. And if you'll just cry out, the Bible still says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. And the wilderness, he'll heal that land. And he makes the waters to flow in the wilderness. And that according to the book of Psalms, he makes the running waters in the middle of the wilderness. And he'll make the wilderness a standing water. He can cause you to drink where you thought you could get no drink. Jesus can forgive. Jesus can save to the uttermost. And I encourage you in Jesus' name. This is over, and we're coming out of this. And God is well able. To God be the glory. We are on the turn. This corner is being turned. And God is good. To God be the glory. Jesus is bringing us out of the wilderness. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Brother Jeff Baker. What a word, what a word, what an anointed word that we heard tonight. The wilderness, just as soon as he opened his mouth and he began to talk about the wilderness, the very first thought that came to mind was a dry place, a desert place, a lonely place. And it reminded me the other day in prayer, as I was praying, I began to think of us walking through a desert, someone who's walking through a desert in loneliness, and they're thirsty and they're hungry. And as soon as they find that oasis and they taste that sweet water, I thought, Lord, that's what you are. You're that sweet water in that oasis, Lord Jesus. I began to think about that. And that's how we're feeling right now, many of us going through this desert, this dry desert place. Oh, but like Brother Jeff Baker said, we're coming out. We're coming out. We're coming out of that desert place. He mentioned my brother Art, and I actually made a note here even before Brother Jeff Baker mentioned it. Last night, my brother Art mentioned about the children of Israel in the wilderness for 40 years, going in circles for 40 years, lost in the desert. And he mentioned how that he himself beat the children of Israel by 3 years because he went 43 years without speaking in tongues. He told me the story when he was 7 years old. He got the Holy Ghost. They told him he got the Holy Ghost. He wasn't sure about it. He wasn't clear on it. But this week, a couple days ago, in the shower, in prayer, he began to feel that Holy Ghost begin to bubble up from his insides, and he began to speak in tongues. At first, he stopped it, but when he went back into prayer, it came again, and he clearly heard himself begin to speak in tongues. 43 years in the desert, in the wilderness, but the Lord restored him. And just as the Lord did it for him, he can do it for anybody else, church. I said he can do it for anybody else. I just thought of Brother Prime's testimony. I won't go into the graphics of that, but there he was in his room, and he got down on his knees, and something very similar happened. The Lord filled him with the Holy Ghost. It's for everyone. Don't let the enemy, don't let anyone, don't let your own mind tell you that it's not for you. This gift, filled in the Holy Ghost now. This gift is for everybody. It's for everybody. Praise God. Praise God. Well, church, we can go on and on tonight, but you know what? Let's take the spirit, this anointing, the spirit of prayer over to tomorrow. We're going to be having our evangelism prayer on the conference call. We'll be sending out a notification on that. So please be ready listening for that, and please join us on that conference call. Praise God. Have a great night in the name of Jesus. Amen.